I shall attack you with a hard drive. Hi-ya!
Welcome back, community. This is a conversation between toy collectors. We main G.I. Joe, but our interests expand beyond a single brand. The podcast is a chance to discuss the hobby and share the lifestyle of collecting. We welcome you in joining our conversation. This is the Order of Battle. This time is a bit different. I was able to involve A in a few things recently. And instead of letting him provide a couple minutes of solo commentary, Joel asked to sit down and get A's perspective directly. This episode comprises three of these conversations strung together with a bit of interstitial music. First, Joel and A discuss a small toy show in Trinity, Alabama, Total Nostalgia Toy Shop, and my friend Clinton Laporta's toy shop, Collectors Exchange. Second, A tells Joel about Codename Iowa's 2020 Assembly Required Virtual Convention, Armor. He has a lot to say about that. Third, I took A to Atlanta to visit my friend Kelly Mix's shop, Full Circle Toys. I hope you enjoy this conversation. I had a blast having a cycle off. Well, I still had to edit. Well. Here are Joel and A.
You and your dad went to a little toy show, right?
Yep.
What were your first thoughts when you guys first arrived?
Well, when we first arrived, we went into the toy store in that same complex. We thought that toy store was good. It didn't have any Joes. Well, it might have had a couple modern figures, but tons of other toy lines. It's best for toy lines that are not G.I. Joe. I saw a complete vintage Omega Supreme.
Is that a Transformer?
Yeah. That's the train track one.
Oh, okay.
Where his head turns into the tank.
Yes.
I haven't gotten into it, but I did see a lot of Lord of the Rings stuff.
Oh, cool. After the toy shop, you went to the toy show.
Yes. There's like 10 vendors. All of them had neat stuff. The two I stuck at the most were at the back. Todd's booth, so I got to help out with that. My thank you was I got to look through a bin of random Joe stuff and choose something.
What did you choose?
A Valen versus Venom brown his tank.
Cool. Some of those vehicles are actually pretty cool from that era of G.I. Joe.
If you get a hand on the cockpit, you can pull it forward. It's got an action feature. The snakehead pops up into the air.
I actually have that his tank, I think, from when I was a kid. And the head slides forward and you hit a button and it pops up. The cockpit is like the head of a snake, right?
Todd also had that one. He had two of the one I had and one of that purplish blue one.
Okay, cool. I actually think that's a pretty cool his tank. And it has a little hatch on the back, right, where you can fit
two figures.
Yes. Yes.
They have to be sitting where they're sitting on one side of the bench and their legs are on the other side.
Yes. That's what you got for helping Todd, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when you weren't helping Todd, I'm imagining you were cruising through the show. What stuck out to you? What did you see? What were crazy things that you saw there?
The second booth on the left, that's where I got the Tiger Force Eel.
And that is a Black Major figure, right?
I didn't know that.
It's like a custom figure, right?
I thought it was just a custom.
Okay, I believe it's made by a guy named Black Major, but that's not that important.
Yeah.
So you have a Tiger Force Eel.
When I first stopped at his booth, he was like, here, and he handed me the eel.
That's very nice, and that's very cool.
Yeah, he's listened to the first two episodes.
Nice. So let's talk about the rhino for a minute, because I have that, and I got that after Joe Fest 2 years ago. Not the one that just happened, but the one from before. And I bought it on eBay right after I got home. So what do you think about it?
I think it's amazing. I got, like, the dark blue exclusive.
Yeah, it's the Rise of Cobra variant.
Yeah, Todd had the black one. It was so dirty, it was brown.
Wow. That must have been very dusty because black is hard to cover up.
Yeah.
Who are you loading into the Rhino? What do you think about the helicopter? What do you think about the compartments? Tell me about it. Tell me what makes you like it.
I can load all of my 83 figures in there.
Nice.
Those two missile launchers that hold three missiles that you push the missiles out from the back were overlapping with the back of the helicopter. Moved them to the sides. So now I have to just either take them off or rotate it so the missiles are aiming up. Pop open the door. Sometimes the door comes off. That's easy to get on.
How fun is that helicopter?
Okay, that helicopter is amazing. I can fit all of the missile launchers and guns on it.
You also got a Skystorm, right?
That vehicle is known as the worst vehicle of existence.
Yeah, tell me why.
The plunger jet helicopter action. Pull the plunger up, the helicopter blades extend. Put the plunger down, helicopter blades retract. That is the main reason everyone calls it the worst vehicle in existence.
So what do you think about it? Do you like it or do you think it's terrible?
I love it, personally.
All that matters is if you like it, because it's your item, and if you're having fun with it, that's all that matters. I think it's a pretty neat-looking vehicle. I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
Yeah, I have it right next to me.
Is there anything else from the toy show that you want to cover, or is that pretty much wrap up everything?
That pretty much wraps up everything, though I do want to say, the Skystorm's plunger action doesn't work.
What does the phrase Mega Iron Viper mean to you?
Scrap Irons, the second version. That is the turquoise Scrap Iron.
Did you get this at the show?
I got one.
Okay, so I see you're wearing your PulseCon shirt.
Yes, I just got it a couple days ago.
Awesome.
My dad's had his for a while.
So what have you been doing outside of this toy show? I know that you've been playing Kingdom Hearts, right?
A couple days ago, on Tuesday, I accidentally loaded into my dad's save data on Kingdom Hearts. So then I tried to get back into my save data through his save data, and it just turned his save data into my save data.
Oh, okay.
Now we're both at the beginning, very beginning of the game. At the very beginning of the game, you have a wooden sword.
So you had to start over then?
I did not start over. I just moved onto the PSP, PlayStation Portable, and started playing Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, which is like the fifth in the release series, but the second in chronological.
Okay.
First, I watched the like 40-minute movie called Back Cover. It's at the beginning of the Heartless, and if you play the phone game for Kingdom Hearts, that's the place Back Cover comes from.
Alrighty, and that's the game you've been playing, right?
No, Back Cover is the 40-minute movie. Birth by Sleep is what I've been playing.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Aside from playing Kingdom Hearts, I built a new type of Gundam.
Oh, okay.
It's an RG. That's the scale and hardness. So I built an Evangelion, which isn't a Gundam.
That's a mech, right?
Yes, it is also a mech.
Okay, so it's pretty big?
Yeah. It's like taller than an MG.
And you're still excited about the Gundam stuff and the mech stuff, right?
Yeah, so I finished that a few days ago. The Evangelion has choices for the legs and shoulders and chest.
You said it has choices?
I chose the coming in chest. Instead of the white parts bulging out, they're coming in. I chose the high up shoulders, and I did one light leg on the left and the dark leg on the right.
Okay, I'm sure your dad will send me a photo. Let's call it. So right off the bat, there was two Steel Brigade patch hits.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me your thoughts on them and what you're going to do with them.
I've already put the gold head patch. So, like, they're the modern patch, not the old patch. I already put the gold head one on the shoulder of my Joe Fest shirt. And then I surprised my dad with it.
There was another patch, correct?
The normal Steel Brigade. Yes, I've not put that on, and I think we might have to remove the Steel Brigade patch because there was a thing on a bamboo staff I made that stained my shirt really bad. And then it came with another patch for our Operation Armor. I was going to put that next to the MOBAT.
Cool. So right over your heart. There was a 6-inch insert checklist.
Yes.
So tell me what that means, because I don't know what that means.
It lists down all of them leading up to Fancy Pants Destro.
This is a checklist of all the modern classified figures.
Yes.
Okay.
And then there is blanks leading up to 24 Zartan, and then going
forward.
Yeah.
That is very cool. Tell me about the letter from Hawk.
That kind of gives some details of what's going to happen in Operation Armor.
Okay, and that was the name of the event, right?
Operation Armor. You had to get your gear kit. My dad wanted the Manta sailing shirt, so we didn't go with the first one. But he wanted the base, too, which wasn't in the second one. So we got the Captain gear kit. And we were the first person to order a gear kit.
I did not order one, but I was lucky enough to get one of the t-shirts. Your dad tipped me off that there were a few of the Manta t-shirts left, so I was able to grab one Saturday morning from the leftover stock. So there's like a headquarters with a chair and multiple screens. So tell me about that.
That thing is amazing. It does fit 6-inch. It's more for 4-inch.
Okay.
But I can use my 3 3/4 with it.
So what are the different screens?
So the different screens are a shot of Cobra Island and a zoomed in shot of Cobra Island.
Okay.
And it's like facing a bunker or a metal shed in the zoom in of Cobra Island. There's a Firefly screen, and on the back there's a Mindbender. And there's one with Cobra Commander like yelling at the screen. Like in the cartoon where he constantly hacks into the entire world's TV and off TV suddenly turn on and he broadcasts.
That is very cool.
On the back of that is a Cobra Trooper going through the jungle.
Speaking of guns, tell me about the weapons that they sent you.
So they sent us Roblox Madus! They sent us that trooper gun. They sent us Stalker's gun. AKA Duke's gun. They sent us a frying pan and a burger.
For a roadblock.
Yeah, I think that was it. Oh yeah, and there was a cast snowjob gun. It was black.
Nice. So, the next bit is one of my favorites that I've seen. And they're little translucent holographic Cobra vehicles.
I knew you were going to say the holograms. So there's a Moray, Water Moccasin, Snake, Hiss, Firebat, and Fang.
Have you shined the light through them and made them?
Nah, we don't have 3 ELD lights. Though I do have a reading light, which could...
That'd be interesting to see. Tell me about the Coco Krispies.
I love the Coco Krispies. So there's a mini one. So there's a mini Coco Krispies box. And it's like flat. And there's an actual Coco Krispies box.
So it's like a fake cereal, right?
Yeah, small fake cereal. There's no ingredients.
Of course that.
Cobra would never want you to know what you're actually eating.
He says it's got all of the nutrients you need for trying to take over the world.
I like it.
So that's what it says on one side. Both sides are him monologuing, basically.
How did you like watching the cartoon and eating cereal?
I had Golden Crisps. I was planning to have two bowls, but I was kind of a little full. And my dad had Trix, I think.
Yeah, I believe that's what he told me the other day when we were catching up. So you watched two G.I. Joe episodes and one Full Force episode, right?
Full Force! Yo, Joe!
Did you watch any of the panels, or did you skip those?
I watched everything up to the Steel Brigade for Joe Declassified. Though the part of how mail-aways were invented were pretty cool. And they were even saying the Action Force mail-aways.
Let's wrap this up. Yesterday, you had a day trip with your dad and Todd.
Yeah, we left at like 7:20. And we were out till midnight.
Whoa, that is a long day.
Because it's like 3.5 hours from here to Kelly's shop, Kelly Mix's shop.
Let's start there. What was the first shop you went to?
Really, the only shop we went to was Kelly Mix's shop. That place is amazing. It's called Full Circle Toys.
Tell me about the shop. What did you do? What did you find? What did you get?
I found a ton of stuff. And I found a bunch of the Joe stuff we didn't have, like the Maggot and the Mean Dog. And we bought the Silver Mirage Liquidator. And back when my dad was a kid, in Walmarts there would be like a small restaurant before Super Walmarts. So they had a small micro G.I. Joe figure with a vehicle. Dad had Roblox unpackaged, but did not have the Awestriker that came with it, nor did he have the checklist. There's four of them.
They came from the little restaurants in the Walmarts?
Yeah. If you got a kid's meal.
Okay.
Only if you got a kid's meal. He got the sealed Roblox.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what did you get at Full Circle Toys?
The Liquidator and the Silver Mirage. So we don't have separate collections. Like the Starduster that Dad has is also mine, though I don't get to play with it.
Yep.
Everything in the closet that I have in this room isn't just mine. It's Dad's too.
We've talked about that on air before. You guys share a big collection. Was there anything that you saw at the shop that you wish you guys could have got, but you couldn't get it this time?
The Almost Complete Defiant.
And you guys have a Defiant, right?
Yep. It's missing a ton.
Okay.
So we got to go into her office. It's a small room. She's got her 82 stuff. She has a humongous Viewmasters collection. She also has a G.I. Joe Viewmasters.
So you are in her personal office?
Yes. And the attic, which blew me away.
What'd you do in the attic?
So we completed a bunch of vehicles and figures. I got out all of her mask stuff and sorted everything. I was only able to complete like two vehicles.
So was that the highlight of the attic? Digging through the mask stuff and seeing the crazy stuff that you didn't even know you were missing?
Well, we did find a wolf beast that was missing. A cannon, a missile, two figures, one mask, and the back missile. So we didn't grab that wolf beast. I was upset with Dad for it, though.
If it wasn't complete, you know.
Sometimes we don't get complete stuff. Her attic is big.
Is there anything else you want to talk about from Full Circle Toys?
She had G.I. Joe Band-Aids. If kids got cuts in this store, and she would have them come into her office, and she would, like, use them.
I think that's pretty cool.
Some other toy line, the base for that toy line, it's called the Hive, and it's super hard to find complete.
And she had one?
Not just did she have one, she did, complete, unbroken, and she had one boxed. Sealed, actually.
Interesting. Let me see if I can figure out what that is.
It's called the Hive. think it's from the Sectors toy line.
It is. What else did you do besides Full Circle Toys?
We spent like 2 hours at IKEA just to buy a Floatabo. And a Floatabo is a couch that you can like open and close. And it comes with a small reading table that you can like flip out.
That is very cool. So you got home at midnight.
Yeah.
It sounds like you had a pretty great day.
Yeah.
And you got some new G.I. Joe stuff.
And while we were out, my mom got a cat backpack. She put both of our cats in it. Not at the same time. Put a cat in it, zip it up, take the cat for a walk in your backpack.
That sounds like a very interesting backpack. I think we will call this segment.
I think that's it.
We truly do want you to get involved in our conversations. Hit us up about any shops or shows in your area. Help us create the map. Let us know where to go once we're all traveling normally again. To do that, our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. You can hit Joel up on Instagram @orderofbattlepod, or me, Jason, on Twitter @orderofbattlepd. As always, thanks for listening and participating. This has been The Order of Battle.
You liked the gearbox, of course.
I love the gearbox. I have it in my sights. I'm coming for you, gearbox.